Illinois State Senator James Meeks called the boycott to raise awareness of what he calls disparate school funding in the state. He says some parents and students who skip classes today are willing to stay out of school for as long as it takes to get state action on the issue. Meeks says starting tomorrow, organizers will set up impromptu classrooms led by retired teachers in the lobbies of downtown Chicago businesses. New Trier High School was the site of today's protest in the North Chicago suburbs. Superintendent Linda Yonke says 1,111 elementary school students and 150 high school students tried to register at New Trier as part of the protest. A new group expects to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in an effort to streamline local government in Indiana. The coalition called MySmartGov.org includes the State Chamber of Commerce, the Indiana Association of Realtors, and the Central Illinois Corporate Partnership. Its executive director, Marilyn Schultz, says the focus will be to get the legislature to pass recommendations by a state commission headed by former Governor Joe Kernan and state Indiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Randall Shepard. That commission recommended 27 changes, including eliminating township governments. The University of Illinois Flash Index detected a slight improvement in the state's economy last month. But economist Fred Gertz says it will probably be next year before the economy shows real growth again. In August, the Flash Index increased by 0.2 to 102.3 from July. Any rating above 100 represents economic growth. Gertz says in the last several months, world markets and a weak dollar helped Illinois businesses increase their exports, but that's about to change.
But some of those things have reversed because the dollar is rising in value, which means our goods aren't quite as attractive as were in the past, and there seems to be a general worldwide economic slowdown now, which means that the demand for U.S. goods are not as strong as they would have been otherwise. So it's helped us in the past. It may not help us as much in the next 6 months or so.
Gertz says the state's economy continues to grow slowly. He says a recession doesn't seem very likely at the moment but can't be ruled out. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is questioning the credentials of Republican vice presidential pick Sarah Palin. Sean Crawford has more.
Durbin admits he's never met Palin and doesn't know a lot about her, but on the question of whether she could step in and lead the nation, Durbin is skeptical. He says Palin's reference to herself as commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard fails to translate.
I recognize and acknowledge that each governor has some responsibility over their National Guard and militia, but I don't think it's accurate to draw a parallel between that responsibility, whether it's the governor of Illinois or the governor of Alaska, and the responsibility facing the President of the United States.
As for the revelation Palin's 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, Durbin says the media and his fellow Democrats should leave the issue alone. He says the matter is out of bounds. Durbin was on center stage at the Democratic National Convention last week, introducing Barack Obama the night he gave his acceptance speech. He applauds Republicans for canceling most activities the first day of their convention, saying it was the right thing to do in light of the hurricane along the Gulf Coast. I'm Sean Crawford.
U of I officials say they're trying to find who sent a mass email to students and staff impersonating Chancellor Richard Herman. The mail blasted the university's Greek system and urged students to reconsider Rush. Minutes after the email went out, the U of I sent out a corrective saying it was a hoax. An official with the U of I's Information Technology Office says people should not be concerned about abuses of the university's mass mail system. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Today's programming is made possible by the Courier Cafe, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Whether it's almond French toast for breakfast, garden fresh salads and homemade soups for lunch, or burgers and hand-dipped shakes for dinner, the Courier Cafe in downtown Urbana has been offering fresh choices for 28 years.
It's 5:34. Mike Sola has our forecast.
Thanks, Tom. The clouds from Gustav has started to stretch across southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and now stretching into central Illinois. And a little area of thunderstorm activity developed in the northern portion of our listening area right now. A few scattered thunderstorms in far northeastern Livingston County, then between Interstate 55 and Interstate 57 from northern Ford and Iroquois County all the way up into the Chicago area, and a few more thunderstorms in the western suburbs of Chicago. And there's also scattered showers and a few thunderstorms across Indiana. The most vigorous cell right now is just to the north and east of Indianapolis. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will start to develop more frequently across Illinois and Indiana tonight, again, as we have the moisture coming up from Gustav, and we also have a cold front that is right now stretched all the way from the western tip of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan down through eastern Iowa and arcs back across central Oklahoma and across the panhandle of Texas. That will continue to work its way to the east. Ample moisture being pushed up by the tropical system to our south, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will become, as I said, more numerous over the next couple days. Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms across Illinois and Indiana tonight. Most of the activity across northern and western Illinois with lows between 62 in northwestern Illinois to 70 in the south, and in the Chicago area tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs between 70 northwest and 92 in far southern Indiana.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Going into this week's Republican convention, one problem that John McCain faced was the mistrust of social conservatives. In the GOP, they're an important constituency, people who will knock on doors and stuff envelopes to elect a like-minded candidate. Many doubted that John McCain fit the bill, but Sarah Palin did. And as my co-host Robert Siegel has found in St. Paul, no information that's come out about the Alaska governor has shaken their enthusiasm.